Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Just a word, a programming note here. Because of the holiday, we have adjusted our schedule a little bit. We have county commissioners in here early, a week early this time, because next Tuesday, of course, is Christmas Eve, and trying to get people to focus on the radio at Christmas Eve, even here at the radio station, is difficult. So we'll just have some great music for you on that particular occasion. In the meantime, looking on down the road on December 31st, that is the following Tuesday, we'll have a traditional talk show here on KAJO Radio as we welcome our friends from Alcoholics Anonymous here on New Year's Eve. Most appropriate, we feel. In the meantime, though, welcome our county commissioners to the radio station this morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us here on what appears to be a pretty busy day. First of all, we just received the agenda for tomorrow's business workshop, or pardon, it's not a workshop, it is a business session, and it looks pretty lengthy, but I suspect that probably a lot of that is almost preordained. It looks like a year's worth of work here that's been vetted, and it just needs approval. Is that accurate, John?
I don't know if I'd quite go that far. There's just been some, you know, there's some raises, some fees, some different things that are coming along. So I policies, these are all things that we get to this time of the year.
Right. This is an annual thing that you go through.
Yeah, except for the policies, and those are new. We've been working for about 4 or 5 months now on trying to clean up 30-year-old policy books. And so those are on there for administration and personnel policy. So just some of the others, it's just a lot of stuff to get done before the end of the year.
Okay, the first thing that interests me and a lot of people here is how much more are you going to reach deep into my pocket here with these new fees? Is there anything there that's really outstanding that we should be aware of?
Well, pretty much we kept it to about 3% increase. There's a few things that are going to go up more than 3%, but that was kind of the goal, and we stuck pretty hard to that across the board, but there are a few things. I believe some of the surveyor fees are way behind.
They actually didn't. We didn't get those on, so they're going to have to wait 6 months. So.
Okay. So I think then that's about it. We adhere to 3%, and that's the consumer price index. So I think that'll move. Let's see, what else do we have here, Mr. Chair? I mean, there's a lot of policies. We've been working on those for too long.
Yeah, months. Yeah. Months we've been following that along.
And I hope they're ready. I hope they're ready to go. You know, it just depends. I think, you know, we'll see who shows up to comment on all these different issues and run through our agenda. But it looks like a lot, but maybe it's not.
I know you've been trying to clean up these policies for a long time, and most are outdated. Are there things that are going to affect my daily life here as a Josephine County resident?
I think there's the policies will make the county more efficient. So it should be a positive for your daily life.
A positive, okay. Make my life better. Can we get any specifics here?
It's just how we conduct business. Mm-hmm. I think there's more transparency. There'll be more transparency. I've always been talking about transparency and supporting that. I also think that the duties of the employees, the department heads, and the commissioners are more outlined, so everybody understands where everybody's, which lane is which lane. So I think that'll help. I think that'll clear up a lot of that. And like I said, there's also in the policies, or you know, for a long time we didn't know this until we had the discussion with the treasurer, but there was only one person that was on all the bank accounts and the different accounts the county has. And so if anything happened to the treasurer, then what? So we've addressed that now. So we'll have two people. We'll have whoever's the chairman of the board will also be able to have that duty should, in the unlikely event that something happens to the treasurer, nothing will be interrupted.
All right. There are a couple of things on there concerning, well, there's a non-union policy decision and a collective bargaining agreement on there a couple of times. Any comments there on which direction those are going?
Up.
Significantly?
Depends what your definition of significantly. If significantly is like what Boeing, the employees at Boeing wanted, then I would say no. We're not
Boeing here.
We're not Boeing here.
Okay, all right. So, above 3%.
I think, yes, it'll be above.
We're going to find out when the commissioners vote.
Oh, all right. So that will be known tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, or at least shortly after that. Let's move ahead a little bit. Let me ask about, because we're coming down to the end of the year, what is the commissioner's schedule now through the end of the year? And we'll certainly throw a kudo out there to Herman Bartschager and Andres Black. Andres, welcome. Let people know that you're here.
Yes, I am here. Thank you.
Okay. Because technically, this will be your last program here as county commissioners, at least in the foreseeable future. I learned a long time never to say never again, but at least in the foreseeable future after the first of the year, you two will be retiring your seats.
Well, this week, you know, this week is pretty, a lot of things going on this week. Next week, not so much.
Okay. Your availability to the public through the end of the year?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Still 5 days away. You get Christmas off, I assume.
Yeah. Things get pretty slow. We have a lot of employees that take a lot of time off over Christmas and New Year's, so. It gets a little lonely at times.
I'll bet. All right. Let's look just ahead. After the first of the year, when will the new commissioners be seated? Do we have a date on that yet?
I believe it's the 6th.
January 6th.
January 6th. We'll have at least two-thirds of a new commission. All right. Let's move ahead. What are you dealing with right now on a daily basis right now? John will excuse you. Will exclude
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
from,
yeah.
Will exclude
I
you.
I appreciate
from,
that.
You from this one right now. Let's start with Andres. Andres, what are you dealing with now between the end of the year here?
Oh, between now and the end of the year. Sure. Well, we've got an agenda tomorrow for the weekly business session, and you know, just looking back a little bit, the pretty heavy lift with the policy revisions. Our staff, as well as my colleagues right here, we put a lot of work in that over the last few months, and that getting that done. It's a big deal, but as far as what's going on this the next 2 weeks, we've got an legal counsel update, I believe, this afternoon. There's some things going on in executive session. We've got, I believe, a meeting on Thursday. But as Commissioner Bartschager here said, next week is slow. We've got Christmas, and Christmas falls on a Wednesday. New Year's falls on a Wednesday, so things are kind of weird. It's that one year where you know, people take time off the beginning of the week, the end of the week, and so things kind of slow down. But to answer your question earlier, yeah, we're absolutely still there. We're available to the public if they want to either reach out to us via email or phone call or in person, because we're still there at the office.
I'm really interested in some of your perspectives right now as you come to the end of your, albeit brief, service as a county commissioner here. Can you outline exactly what it's been like coming in brand new? I say brand new. Certainly, I know you've been following the commission, but at any rate, you were just recently appointed. You've just served on the commission for a few months now, and you're coming to the end of that appointment. What is your perspective on how it's been, and what kind of advice would you give to the new commissioners coming in?
It's been very interesting. You know, like I've said earlier, I've been somewhat involved in local politics, and I thought I knew a lot about how county government functioned, but it's a real eye-opener. I'm drinking from a fire hose still now, and I've been at this position now, I believe, for 4.5 or 5 months. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that nobody sees except for the commissioners and the staff, or specifically department directors. I think I'm just now figured out about 90% of what's going on, and I have about 90% to go.
All right.
If that math makes sense.
So that's about 180%, and that's as high as my math can go. Right now, you're just becoming effective?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think that's probably a good way to put it, because there's so much. It's so complex. You know, it's you know, I've been heard a story just recently about how people there was a study done on how many people that fly in airliners, and it was asked of passengers in the back, how many of you think you can fly this jet should something happen to the crew, flight crew in the front. And the study came back and said that 34% of the people in the back actually believed they could fly this jet and make a safe landing. I think in politics it's a lot the same way. A lot of people on the outside saying, hey, this is what's going on, this is not a big deal, this is not so complex, but the reality is it's probably less than 0.25% of people that really can know what's going on, and not only that, but be effective at their position. And I'm not saying that I am, I'm saying that my eyes have been opened.
We've seen it in the past where people have come in with appointed positions right now, filled out that particular term, and then a short while later or a long time later, we see them dip their toe back in. Any aspirations to that end? And do you have any ambitions to returning to local government?
At this point in time, no aspirations to, but I'll tell you what, Chuck, if asked to, or if the opportunity arises where I think that I can be effective and do good things for this county, my home, I will absolutely step up to the plate.
All right. Well, we thank you for your months of service here.
Thank you.
And once again, I'm not saying that you'll never appear on this program again, because I never say never again. In the meantime, it's 9:46 here on KAJO Radio, and we'll continue right after this word. Welcome back to Tuesday Talk Show. County commissioners are in studio right now, and we just finished talking with Commissioner Blake on some of his getting his retrospect on exactly what it is like to serve as a county commissioner. Now I'm going to flip that that hat over to Commissioner Bartschiger here, who is completing probably a fairly long time in public service right now, because this is probably going to be your last show as a sitting county commissioner this time. All right, No, I'm talking to you. Don't look behind you there. There's no help here. What's your perspective right now, Herman?
Oh, you know, there's just, you know, times are going to be very tumultuous. There's no, just because Trump got elected, things may be more tumultuous for a while. We're expecting a recession, and that recession, I would say, is going to come in Trump's first year, because I'm sure he'd want, if we're going to have a recession, it's better for it to have it the first year than the third year of being president. So I think you're going to see that. I was looking at some numbers at the state level with some friends of mine up there that I used to work with, not politicians, but staff. And I was surprised when I asked them, what is the inflation rate the state of Oregon is experiencing at the state level as cost of doing business? And it's up around 22%. So I would say Josephine County, we're probably up around there too. I think all of government is up around there, around 22%, which is a big. And so in Josephine County, we're seeing diminishing of income because certain programs are getting, are kind of going away. And we're then also, you look at the other side of the ledger, and the cost of business is going up quite a bit. So I think, you know, we're going to trudge along. But I think it'll be things will be tough. I think services will be slow at times, or services cut completely, depending. I spoke with Congressman Bentz on Sunday. We usually do a Sunday phone call, and he's fighting really, 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 really hard for the SRS money. But it came out of the Senate. It did pass out of the Senate, but it passed out with no money attached to it. So now it's in the House. So now they're going to have to take that bill, and they're going to have to put some money in it, and then it's going to have to go back to the Senate. So the ping pong game is going on. It disappoints me that it came out of the Senate with no money attached to it, since we have two senators from Oregon, and it'd be interesting to see what their involvement was in that. But we've counted on SRS money. It has slowly diminished, and now I'm getting even more nervous over that. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep my fingers crossed. Bentz is working hard. He realized how important it is to these rural counties in Oregon. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, Commissioner, you kind of gave us a forecast here. I was kind of looking for a retrospective from you concerning your time in the state Senate and as a county commissioner.
Being a public official in those capacities is challenging, very challenging. And it really is, most of the time, it revolves around funding and money available. I don't think the citizens can contribute much more. I really don't. I think government has got to start living within its means. So when the books start looking red, instead of a politician saying, well, we need to go and tax more, maybe they need to go look at the other side of the ledger and see what they can cut. That's my perspective. I do not think you can tax citizens much more. I think you'll have a rebellion.
All right, we won't talk about rebellion right now. We're not going to incite anything. But in the meantime, though, as you look back, do you have accomplishments you'd like to point to?
Yeah, a lot of accomplishments. But here at the county level, I'd say, you know, we saved the Sportsman's Park from going away. I think a lot of people use that, and it's a great contribution to the Josephine County. So we got that squared away. We merged a bunch of departments to save money. Not a bunch, but several. We put parks and fairgrounds together. That was a good match. And we did HR and finance, and that seems to be a good match. There may be a couple other ones that are possible, but that's helpful. We sold the Flying Lark, and I talked to Mr. Boersma here a while back last week, and I thanked him because most people say, oh, you know, you gave it away. It was $52 million. No, it wasn't. It was a $9.5 million gift from Mr. Boersma. We didn't give anything away. And since we set up that endowment fund, it's a fund like an endowment, and that the fairgrounds can really only use the interest, but that's a lot of interest every year. So it really is going to enhance the fairgrounds in perpetuity unless some other commissioners come in here and screw it all up. So I think that was a really very valuable, very valuable for our fairgrounds. We also, these policies that we're going to pass this week, they really haven't been overhauled since the 90s. And so that was a heavy lift. And Stephanie, one of our legal counsels, just did a tremendous job. It was a heavy lift. And she performed absolutely flawless through this. So much hard work. And it's like, you know, I don't know. It's not the most exciting process to be involved in, to say the least. So, but we're through it.
Those didn't make many headlines, did they?
No, they did not. So, I think we've got the sheriff's department. We have the sheriff levy, and we've got some solid funding for it now. Some people say it's not enough. Some people say it's too much. So that means it's probably right about there. those are some of the real good things that I think we've done here in the last 4 years.
All right. Well, you've been speaking primarily as a county commissioner. You want to go back to your time in the state Senate?
Yeah, in the Senate, there's so much. It's just, where do you start? Serving in the minority in the Senate, you usually don't change the direction of the ship. But what you can do is you make the ship more efficiently. So, in other words, you don't have a lot of ability to stop legislation. Of course, we stopped a lot that 1 year, you know, when we didn't kind of
left town.
Yeah, we left town. And we actually did. We stopped a lot that year. But you have a lot of, if you can have a lot of influence on the legislation that's going to pass. So you might, it might not be as bad as you think it was. But I think the one thing I really learned, and I still feel dear to my heart, and I learned this from Senate President Courtney, it's not about me. It's about the people and the institution. And no matter how bad you're fighting with one another or arguing or debating or whatever, your disagreements and everything, at the end of the day, you have to focus on the public and the institution. Because if we lose the public support or if we lose the respect for the institution, like I was in the Senate, the whole system will collapse. And so you really have to. And I think some of that is going on now. I don't think people in the Senate recognize the importance of the institution as much as we have in the past. So,
are you talking about both sides?
I would say both sides, yeah.
Is there a way out? Or is it through the election booth?
It's always about, yes, it's kind of through, it's always about who you have in those positions. So that's just my observation. I will guarantee you. So I spent my whole 8 years up there is what Courtney was the president. And no matter at the end of, and I think that's why him and I got along so well, is at the end of the day, the institution, that when that had, we had to pay attention to that and the rules of the Senate and the protocols and everything. That some people say they're silly or whatever, but at the end of the day, if you don't have those, you'll lose that institution. And I hope that never happens.
All right. We're talking to the Josephine County Commissioners, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you very much for joining us today. We have Commissioners Weston, Bartschinger, and Black all here. This will be the last program as commissioners this time around for Commissioners Bartschinger and Black. We want to thank them very much for their particular time. And John will be ongoing, at least for a while here. We'll find out more about that later. In the meantime, though, we want to invite you to stay tuned. We want to do mention that we will have some election coverage tonight, although it will be brief. We'll be at the courthouse at about 8 o'clock, and I think our news team will be here till about 8:30. That election won't be certified until January 13th, so keep that in mind as you approach your ballot box. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show in Progress. Ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are open. If you have a question or comment for our guest, the number to call is 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment for our guest. In the meantime, with County Commissioners in studio right now, let's once again throw the hat back to County Commissioner, the Chair of the Commission, John West. John, forecast for the coming year for the County of Josephine. Positive, negative, what do you foresee?
Oh, I think there's a lot of positive. Right around the first of the year, the OSU 4-H auditorium will be back open for the public. Have lots of those groups that were involved are going to be using that building starting after the first year. We had to do a roof repair, had a couple leaks in it. The roof was about 24 years old, so it was at the end of its lifespan. And so we got that accomplished, doing some outdoor lighting, some handicap striping, fixing some fire alarms, some different stuff that for safety-wise. But that building will be open for those groups and have lots of those groups excited about coming back and getting in there. And then the sale of the Lark and the fairgrounds moving forward. We're hoping to be able to take the money that from the sale of the Lark and use it and get millions and millions of dollars, hopefully to get the amphitheater. Some people would like to see a water park, a skating ring. I don't know what all is going to be accomplished through the master plan, but they're going to see some incredible improvements happen. I talked with Tamara Martin, our recreation director. We're changing out all the lighting through the Energy Trust of Oregon. And so getting rid of all those old fluorescent lights only cost us $1 a light through the program, saves energy. That'll save the fairgrounds some money on their electric bill. We've sold some of the forestry land off, and now we're looking at buying some new forestry land on the Coast Range and up north more, where we would get two and three harvests for every one down here and stay out of the fire zone. And so that's a real positive for the taxpayers and I could just keep going on and on. There's a lot of positives.
All right. Let me just ask about the timberland that you were just talking about. Is that within Josephine County or is that outside the county that you can purchase that land?
Outside the county.
It is outside the county.
Yeah.
So we can go in as a private citizen and make those purchases.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So all the land that the county puts up, it goes up for bid first. And then if there's no one bids on it or we don't accept the bids that we get, then they're kind of like an over the counter. Then people can put in a price. And if the board doesn't like it, then we just leave it open or pull it off the market, depending on what the board chooses to do. But so.
All right. In the previous half hour, Commissioner Bartschinger was kind of grim on some of his outlooks for the future financially. And you come in and are throwing a positive light on it. Tell me about the funding for Josephine County in the future here, aside from SRS, which is still a question mark.
I didn't get to the bad part.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm watching the SRS. I think we already had a heads up that there could be issues coming down the pipe with that. And I'm watching everything they're projecting, stagflation, depression. I see inflation ticked up 0.4% in November. So all I can say is my goal as county commissioner is not to burden the taxpayers because I don't think they can afford it anymore. And so I think the county's going to have to live within their means. We're going to have to make cuts. We're going to have to be more efficient. We're going to have to do a better job with what we have. That may also entail that you don't have five-day-a-week service from some departments. Maybe, and if you do, it's not all day long, 8 hours a day. And so we're just going to have to range it. But I think the taxpayers in this last election spoke big and spoke loud. They can't pay anymore.
All right. So tighten your belt.
Yep.
Tighten your belt a little bit. All right. Let's go back to Commissioner Bartschinger. As he rejoins us, said folks, back on. All right, Commissioner, we've heard both the positive and negative coming out of it. What do people need to know about Josephine County and their government here that they might not understand here? And I know that's been a passion of yours is to educate the people on what really goes on in government, both county and on the state level.
Well, I will tell you, at the county level with my two colleagues here, I will tell you that they pay very close attention to the expenditures and the revenues. You know, like I said, the revenues have diminished. They've diminished since I've been here. I've been here for 4 years. They've diminished every single year. I shouldn't say that. We had a spike with the ARPA funds and stuff, but that's just money that fell from the sky.
That's ARPA funds, and
it's gone.
Regardless of where it fell from, we're still feeling the effects.
Exactly, but they're gone.
Yeah,
you know, and it plugged a few holes, and it created some. You got to remember, we used a lot of ARPA funds in infrastructure for Josephine County. Okay, out at the airport and different things. Fairgrounds, parks, and stuff like that. So that helped us with the infrastructure. We won't have those funds in the future. And that's why going back to Commissioner Fowler and Commissioner DeYoung, we were all on the same page when we had those monies. We said, you know, let's spend those monies on infrastructure with something that will benefit from for a long time. Let's just not go out and spend all that money. So I'm happy we did that, and I'm happy I'm happy for the money. I don't know if borrowing $36 trillion is going to be a negative in the future, but I have a sneaky suspicion that somehow that can't be good. But other than that, so Josephine County, I think it's still in contraction mode, probably will be to a certain extent for a while. But other than that, I think we'll just keep trudging along. We're not going anywhere.
All right. When you say contraction, let's talk about some of that contraction that's already happened in terms of combining different departments of the county. How does that work, and can you point to significant savings there?
Well, one of our biggest costs in Josephine County is personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we contract, we're going to have to probably contract with some people. That's just how it is. You don't have the money, you don't have the money. And it's a sad reality. Now, we've been kind of contracting by people have been retiring, and then we just haven't been filling those positions. So that's called attrition, contracting by attrition. I hope we can stay on that pathway, because I don't want to have to give out notices letting people go, or future commissioners have to do it. If you can contract naturally through attrition is a lot better way to go in my And I think that they will keep doing that, and hopefully we won't have to get to the point where we actually have to lay off people.
All right. Commissioner West also pointed out that part of the contraction that we may be facing because of the funding will become service, our product that county government puts out. Is that in your forecast?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, you look at our community development and getting septic permits right now and waiting for those services have been very challenging, very challenging. And people get very frustrated when they wait weeks and weeks and weeks, you know. And we're trying to resolve that specific issue, but that's just a good example of what you might see in the future is those kind of things.
All right, Commissioner Black, you want to weigh in on what both on the comments of both your compadres have just voiced?
Ooh, very complicated question there, Chuck. Can you be more specific on what you're looking for in terms of the conversation here?
Well, both of them outlined some very positive things, but in terms of funding that county government is contracting, that there are possibilities of even more layoffs should those funds continue to to shrink.
Yeah, there's not much I can add to that. You know, obviously, we can't change the revenue that the county makes moving forward. It's not like a private business, per se. It's not operated the same way. So we're kind of limited. And the voters have said this is what we're willing to spend. And just like any business or home, we have to balance the books. The books have to be balanced. So you just can't spend more than you get. And like Commissioner Bertschiger says, a significant expense for the county is personnel. And we've been reducing. I just got a report on my desk. I believe the number is we're still at 450-something employees, and this year...
Those are positions. They're not all filled.
Okay, positions. And we've, through attrition, we've lost, I believe, about 5% this year. And, you know, it's probably a trend. That's what's probably going to happen, depending on what happens with the SRS money and other funding that comes in. There have to be cuts. And the voters have spoken, so...
All right, voters, all right, you have spoken. You have heard your commissioners. If you want to contemplate that, and then come back right after this important message. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. County commissioners are in studio here as we complete our it's not going to be our final Tuesday talk show of the year. There will be one more on the 31st. In the meantime, next week, once again, there will be no talk show. That's Christmas Eve, so just go out and enjoy it. In the meantime, here, let's once again get some perspective on what's happening in the county and which direction it should go. John West, you want to start this out? What direction should this county be going in right now? Is it a conservative situation where we need to really find better ways to spend our money, or do we need to cut back more?
I think that we need to work on being more efficient. I think that we are going to have to downsize. But I think what the citizens, in my opinion, are after is seeing the government work for them instead of them working for the government. And, I wrote down two things, the septic, you know, I've been very loud in the, meetings. I want to give the septic system, take it away from the county, give it back to the state. The county does a terrible job at running the septic program. I just talked to a gentleman the other day, started in June. He still doesn't have his approval. I mean, that's not acceptable. You know, we work for the people. As far as I'm concerned, the county is failing the people in the septic program. So we need to get out of it.
Can the state do a better job?
They always did a better job than this, I can tell you that. And I've used them, the state, in my past. And the fire district, you know, we are doing our darndest to work for the citizens out in the Murphy area and trying everything we can to keep the other fire district from coming in, taking them over, and trying to implement a $2.92 property tax. We're working hard, but, you know, our hands get tied a little bit there because we have one fire department on one side, one fire district on the other, and it's quite a challenge. But, you know, everything we do should be focused on the citizens and what's best for them. And I believe this board has done that, and I think this board will continue to do that. But I think we're all of us, because we're all citizens here. We're all going to go through some changes and some different approaches. But at the end of the day, we're going to be just fine, and we're not all going to agree on everything, but we're going to be okay.
You mentioned the fire district. What is the status right now between the fire district and, the Applegate fire district that is trying to encroach the right word? Not putting all my eggs in either basket right now. What's the situation there between the county and that other private department?
So the county has created a fire district for all those that were not in a fire district that could be served within a certain distance. And so the Applegate Fire District wanted to move their boundaries and come into that fire district area, roughly 776 folks, and take those folks into their fire district. And so we're doing everything we can in our power to keep those people with the coverage they have, the coverage they want, and the service that they have and want. And but it's not going to be easy, and it's going to be a challenge, and we're going to see how it goes, but we're fighting for those citizens.
All right, let's move on down. Mr. Bartshager here, we're talking. I've got about, I've got about 6 minutes left. Herman, you want to take about three of those?
Three of those? Well, I'm going to start off with this question.
Okay.
I've been coming in this studio for quite a while.
Yes, you have.
And I don't know how much more I'll be coming in after this week. So you got those blocks in the corner over there, okay?
Okay.
So they're, you got like the K on one. So I'm thinking they're numbered after a deck of cards, correct?
Sure.
Okay, so you got the king, the ace, the jack, and the zero. What kind of deck of cards is that that has a zero?
It's the kind we play poker with here.
Oh, I see.
You want to sit down for a game?
Probably not.
He said inviting you in.
Okay.
Here, sit down and play with my cards.
Yeah. So you can't answer the question?
No, I can't.
Oh, all right. Well, it was a good try. No, seriously. Josephine County, you know, you listen to a lot of negativity that comes out of us because we deal in a negative world. In the Senate, you deal with negativity all the time. But the positive thing is Josephine County is still a great county. It's beautiful. Most of the people are very rational. Which I enjoy, those rational people. The weather is good. I mean, you just told me that you did radio in Fairbanks.
I did a lot of things in Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. How come you're not in Fairbanks?
Well, quite frankly, I had a daughter born whose grandmas and grandpas are right here in Grants Pass, and 3,000 miles away is just tough for her to get to know them. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, if you stayed in Fairbanks, you'd probably have a frozen daughter. But, no, it
took
is.
Took her home at 65 below zero in January.
Oh, wow, I can't even imagine. So, you know, it is the climate. And most people don't realize it. It really is the climate here. I mean, it gets a little warm in the summer. And it gets a little cool in the winter. But it doesn't get to those two extremes like it does in a lot of other places. And did you notice Josephine County and Douglas County are like the least windiest places in the United States? So you go to the Midwest, I think, aren't you from the Midwest?
Yes.
And it's like the wind blows all the time.
Well, if you're behind the tree.
Yeah. I mean, it blows all the time. I mean, when I'm back there, my cousin says, don't open both both doors of the pickup at the same time because everything blows off the dash. So
and make sure you're with the wind and which way it's blowing before you open that door.
Right, exactly. So if you think of all those things, this really is. It's a beautiful place. The weather's great. The rational people are great. And so those are the positive things. And we're going to continue to struggle along. But that's okay. You know, that's just how things go. So I think we ought to all count our blessings as we go into this Christmas holidays for what we really do have and try to focus on the positive things, because there's not much positive in politics. I'm sorry. It's a negative. And it'll be nice kind of being out of the political scene because it is so negative, you know. Good news doesn't sell newspapers.
News, by definition, is usually bad.
Yes.
All right. Andrews Blick, you've got the final 3 minutes.
All right. Well, as my colleague here, Herman, said, Commissioner Bertschiger, I'm sorry. The weather certainly is great here. I moved here 16 years ago. One of the motivations was the weather. I'm a professional pilot, commercial pilot, so the weather is important to me. And I really fell in love with Josephine County then, not only for the weather, but also because of the way the county was run efficiently. Taxes were low, and I thought that was really really appealing to me. But looking back over the last few months, I'm really privileged and an honor for me to serve Josephine County. I'm really grateful to have this opportunity. I look at Commissioner West and how diligent he's been with the county resources and been really a good steward with the money. And I appreciate Commissioner Bertschiger here, his insight on how government works and kind of mentoring me and helping me understand how things function in terms of the government and how people interact with their government. Looking forward to starting back as a citizen of Josephine County, but as you asked earlier, whether I would consider this job again. You know, I love Josephine County. I've been here, I believe, 15, 16 years, and I'm committed to Josephine County. And whatever I can do to help Josephine County, whether it's just to pick up trash or to help run the county, I'll be there to do it.
All right. Thank you very much. That was Commissioner Black. And gentlemen, we want to thank you very much once, first of all, for your service. All three of you for your service, certainly. And wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season here.
Thank you.
So I hope we've been entertaining over the years.
We always anticipate your arrival here with a positive outlook.
At least we give the people something to talk about.
That's true. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. Once again, final note, there will be no talk show next Tuesday. That is Christmas Eve. But on the 31st, we'll welcome our guest from Alcoholics Anonymous on Christmas or on New Year's Eve.